This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Energy providers in western Wisconsin are preparing for an increase in demand this week as another heat wave moves through the area. As the weather outside heats up, people inside will be turning up their air conditioners to stay cool. More air conditioning means more energy use, however, placing additional strain on utility companies to meet the increased demand. Energy company officials are asking residents to help mitigate that additional strain while still staying cool by doing things like closing their shades and windows, keeping interior doors open to circulate air through their homes, and getting their air conditioners inspected to ensure they're working as efficiently as possible. Residents should also be looking out for signs of heat-related illness this week, including things like muscle cramps, nausea, and heavy sweating. To minimize the effects of the heat this week, residents should limit outdoor activity or schedule it for cooler times of the day, like early morning and late evening, stay properly hydrated, and wear lighter clothing. They should also check in with people who are more vulnerable to the heat, like older neighbors or family members. The city of Eau Claire is planning a citywide property revaluation for 2027. According to a press release, the revaluation effort will not impact most property owners this year, and the city's assessing division will continue its regular review of work ahead of the annual assessment date of January 1st. Assessment notices will be mailed out on September 3rd before the Board of Review convenes on September 22nd. The goal is to ensure the property tax burden is being fairly distributed among property owners. More information on the revaluation is available on the City of Eau Claire website. The Wisconsin State Patrol is on the lookout for distracted drivers this week through their Trooper in a Truck campaign. For the rest of the week, State Patrol troopers will be riding on the highways across the state with truckers to help spot dangerous drivers. The campaign seeks to use the higher vantage point of a large truck to make it easier for troopers to spot violations before they contact nearby patrol vehicles to conduct a traffic stop. According to State Patrol officials, there are about 7,000 crashes involving larger trucks in Wisconsin each year. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Poor air quality is expected across Wisconsin through tomorrow as wildfire smoke moves into the state. The DNR says conditions could range from unhealthy to very unhealthy, with short periods reaching hazardous levels. Smoke from fires in Minnesota and Ontario will spread south, reaching much of the state by midweek, including areas near Lake Michigan. Health officials warn sensitive groups should avoid outdoor activity, while others should limit time outdoors. The advisory runs through noon on Thursday and could be extended. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is continuing work to restore air conditioning to campus buildings. An update explained that crews are dealing with a 4-inch pipe that's buried 20 feet underground, making the repair difficult. More than 20 buildings were closed at the end of June to assist with the repair work. Classes and other business have continued during the construction. Wisconsin health officials have confirmed the first West Nile virus activity of the year. No human cases have been reported in 2026, but mosquitoes collected in Milwaukee County and a wild bird from Bayfield County have tested positive for the virus. Health officials say this is a good reminder to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites throughout the summer and into fall until we have the first hard frost. They encourage people to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants when outdoors, and remove standing water from around your home where mosquitoes can breed. County clerks are encouraging voters to return their absentee ballots well ahead of the August 11th partisan primary. State law requires that all ballots be received at polling locations by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Election officials recommend mailing your ballot by or before July 28th to ensure they arrive on time. Average gas prices have risen 11.4 cents per gallon over the last week. The average in the state on Monday landed at $3.66 per gallon. This is 19.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but more than 67 cents higher than this time last year. The national average of diesel has increased 9.6 cents during the last week and stands at $4.85 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say after 8 straight weeks of declines, prices climbed in nearly 4 out of 5 states last week. Oil prices surged after the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran collapsed. Oil jumped another 4% in Sunday evening trading, signaling possible increases ahead. The American Red Cross is declaring an emergency blood shortage after the national blood supply fell nearly 25% in June. Maddie Schaefer reports.
According to the Red Cross, summer often brings an increased need for blood to treat traumatic injuries, while donations decline because of busy schedules, temporary illnesses, and the loss of school blood drives. The Red Cross says it's sending nearly 3,500 more units of blood to hospitals each week than expected. All blood types are needed, but officials say supplies are lowest for O positive, B negative, and AB plasma.
Blood donation appointments can be scheduled through the American Red Cross at redcross.org. Residents and businesses in Wisconsin affected by April tornadoes and flooding have additional time to file federal taxes with the IRS. Those affected now have until November 2nd. The extended deadline also applies to estimated tax payments, many business returns, and disaster-related casualty claims. The hardest-hit areas include Outagamie, Brown, Winnebago, and more than a dozen other counties. And that's your State News Update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
The Brewers add a veteran.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers welcome back Bryce Wilson to the team after being released by the Cubs. He signed the 28-year-old right-hander over the weekend. As a relief pitcher, Wilson has bounced around the league the past 2 years at the White Sox, the Phillies, the Cubs, and now back in Milwaukee with a 5-game lead over Chicago.
Yeah, it's been a lot of traveling with the family and everything, but we're just grateful for the opportunity and grateful to be here. And being with Milwaukee for 2 years, I know a lot about this rivalry, and it's awesome.
To make room, the Brewers traded right-hander Easton McGee to the Kansas City Royals in exchange for cash. In Philadelphia, the American League shut out the National League 4-0 at the All-Star Game. Tampa Bay Rays third baseman Junior Caminero had to leave the game after getting hit in the hand during an at-bat in the third inning, x-rays showing no broken bones. NBA, the Bucks wrapping up their summer league games when they take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight in Las Vegas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today with some of that smoky haze by later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, smoky with a low right around 70. Tomorrow, more smoke, mostly sunny with scattered showers and a high in the mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.